Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Pathlight Home changes the lives of homeless and low-income men and women by providing affordable housing and economic opportunities. And here to tell us all about it is the Director of Marketing and Communications for Pathlight Home, Muffet Robinson. Muffet, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael.
Well, let's talk about Pathlight Home.
Well, you know, what we do is we keep over 600 formerly homeless men and women off the streets of Central Florida each and every night. And they're not in a shelter. They are in their own little unit. They're in permanent housing with supportive services.
Well, that's what makes your organization different, because most housing that's offered is temporary. And you have something called Housing First.
It's Housing First.
Which is a new thing, right?
Right. And Housing First has really been adopted by the community in the past few years. And we're really excited because we're the first and the largest in the community to practice this approach. You know, people come in, their problem is that they're not housed. So we provide them with housing, with their own little efficiency. They have a key, they can get in and come and go as they please. They don't have to sign in or out. And we help our residents with supportive services because they come from many places like the streets, the woods, Aunt Susie's house, and she might say, goodbye, you got to leave tomorrow. You know, so there's various ways people get to us and come to us.
And your two apartment complexes are repurposed motels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of, to me, it's really, it's exciting because if you think, we live in Florida, right? Tourist haven of the world, I'm going to say. And we do have a lot of old motels around. And to me, what a wonderful thing to do is to repurpose them into actual housing units. You know, some of us who were never homeless have lived in little efficiency apartments. So it's wonderful.
And right now you got over 600 residents, right?
Yeah, basically, because most apartments have one person in them, particularly our permanent supportive housing programs that are case managed. But we do have some units for people who, well, it's affordable housing, people who have income, a small amount of income, and sometimes there are two people in there. So all told, it's more than 600 people.
And now you provide more than just the housing. You have something called the Restore program.
Yes, Restore is one of our permanent supportive housing programs. So people that come in, and they come into that program from, they're referred through a community database that's called Coordinated Entry. And they come in, and we have case managers who work with people because, you know, some people, well, they're all disabled, and they are chronically homeless, the people that come in to Restore. So people usually need a little assistance learning how to stay in stable housing.
And you provide, like you said, nurse management, transportation? Wow.
Yes. Well, bus passes for the Restore clients and also those at our other property and what's called our Safe Haven program. They're very similar that they're chronically homeless men and women. We like to help them get to doctor's appointments, to social services appointments, and sometimes we'll get them rides there and other times provide bus passes for them.
And you provide screenings too, drug screenings.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes people are screened and we get, you know, help with that.
Well, I bring that up because that's important too if you want to get a job, that you have that information.
Very important.
Right.
Very
yeah.
important. Very important.
All right. Speaking of jobs, and I don't want to just keep jumping from thing to thing, but this is pretty exciting. You have another thing called the Pathlight Kitchen, and it's really cool. It's a 12-week basic culinary training program, and it's free.
Yes.
Now, that sounds like an incredible opportunity.
It is, and thank you for saying that, because that's exactly how we feel. And our chef, who teaches that program, and it's free for low income. You must meet the, you know, the low income criteria to come in. But sometimes that is the person that just doesn't know what they want to do, doesn't have the money to go to school. And the thought of getting a 12-week basic culinary training education and getting the sanitary certification and the allergen certification and all. And the program is taught by our chef who graduated the Culinary Institute of America in New York, Chef Esteban. And he's wonderful. And he cares that people learn, and he spends more time with them. And he not only does he teach them the knife skills and all the sanitary procedures that you need to do in a kitchen, but he talks about healthy eating, which is something that a lot of people don't even think about.
Right, and when you go through the 12-week program and you learn how to do this, you're not just coming out with a job, you're coming out with a career.
You are coming out with a career, and there's many ways you can go. Some people want to just stay in the kitchen and be prep. Some people want to go on and learn how to be a chef. And so this gives somebody such a solid base of marketable skills. It's just fantastic, and I've got stories galore,
right?
But, you know.
Well, you do a partnership with Sobix, right?
Yeah. Our other social enterprise program, I'll call it. We have a franchise that was given to us by Sobix Subs, and it's right in front of our Maxwell Garden property, which is on South Orange Blossom Trail. Any monies that are made there come back into what we do and our services we offer. It's also a good training ground for people, you know, for people who go through the culinary training program. You know, they could go over there and learn the reality of customer service and creating sandwiches and other culinary masterpieces, you know, at Sobix. So looking at something like this, the social enterprise, it's business with social good, you know, when you put the two together. So it definitely helps the people that we want to help move forward and change their lives.
And you talk about social good. You're always looking for volunteers.
Oh, right? Yeah, we are.
Well, talk about that. How do we be a volunteer?
Well, on our website, which is pathlighthome.org, we have a number of volunteer opportunities. We also participate with Volunteer Match. So when people sign up, you know, they can look to us. And I'll tell you, we really need someone who is willing to come to both of our properties, or if they can only come to one, that's okay, for a couple hours a week and do an arts and crafts creative class with our residents. Now, they're adults, but they would still like an arts and crafts class. We're trying to get them into more activities that they can do on site. And so if anybody would like to do that, used to be an art teacher, wants to be an art teacher, you know, that'd be wonderful.
Well, that'd be good. That's a good way to volunteer. And another good thing to do is donations. I'm sure you need some things. What do you need?
We definitely need donations. Well, of course, any nonprofit needs financial donations, and you can do that through the website. We also have a list called the immediate needs list on our website. So what we need is hygiene items. We need new underwear for men and women. We need sheets and towels. They can be gently used or new. And, you know, we need non-perishable food items.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Our residents have little microwaves and mini fridges and all. But sometimes, like I like to say, there's too much month left at the end of the money when either you get no income or you get a very little bit in some food stamps and all. So we've set up two food pantries, and you know, we are trying to do several food drives a year. But you don't need to wait for a food drive. You know, please, you can get in touch with us. We have the info at pathlighthome.org on the website. There is a main phone number on the website. And, you know, let us know. If your organization wants to do a food drive for us, please, we'd love it, you know, or a hygiene kit drive.
If you know somebody that needs housing, or you feel like, you know, you're going to need it soon, you know, because things happen almost immediately.
Yeah.
What should a person do to contact you? And what's the turnaround on that? How fast can they get into housing?
Well, you know, it depends, because we have several programs and there are waiting lists on some others. If someone's chronically homeless or episodically homeless, I would say they need to get into the community database through the Homeless Services Network, or some people know the HOPE team through Healthcare Center for the Homeless, because those people in those programs do come to us through that database. But people who say, okay, tomorrow, I mean, I'm homeless basically because I'm leaving where I was right away. They can come to either one of our facilities at Maxwell Terrace at Colonial and John Young Parkway, or Maxwell Garden. It's in the 4,000 block of South Orange Blossom Trail, and get an application. If there's a waiting list there, because things change day by day, they can sign up. So it kind of depends on where you are in your need, but you can always come and ask or call and ask.
And then when you do, ask about the culinary training program, because I believe you have another one in July 2nd.
July 8th.
July 8th. Okay.
July 8th.
So there's time.
The next 12 weeks, definitely. And also, I like to try to keep everything on the website. There are applications on the website. There's contact information. Because our chef and our assistant there like to talk with people beforehand, you know, just to kind of gauge their interest. And, you know, so it's not strange the first day.
All right, so if you know somebody that is homeless or is going to become homeless, or it's yourself, you're listening to this and you say, you know,
right,
it's coming, I don't know what to do. Right. All you got to do is contact Pathlight Home at pathlighthome.org,
yes,
or as a phone number, I'm sure.
There's a phone number, 407-521-6335.
407-521-6335.
Yeah.
Or go to pathlighthome.org. So there is hope.
There is hope.
There is hope.
That, you know, yeah, what? Thank you for saying that. Yes, there
is hope.
When
you have
hope.
An organization like yours, there,
yes,
it is, right there, a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes,
it's just,
it is.
So get in touch with Pathlight Home at pathlighthome.org. Well, Muffet Robinson, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.